We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Morgan.
Hey, I'm Becca.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Julia.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Our God can do anything. He sends us people miracles. Strong and mighty, all powerful. Kind and gentle, perfect love. He sends his people miracles of love.
Something amazing that happens.
Something only God could do.
Okay. Carolyn.
Something you just can't explain.
That's right. And today we're going to look at some of the miracles of Jesus. Why did Jesus do miracles?
To bring glory to God.
Okay.
To show God's power.
Mm-hmm.
To show compassion for people who follow him.
Okay. Morgan.
To show that he is Lord of Lords.
Okay. Good. And when Jesus began his ministry, he went throughout Galilee, teaching in synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
News about him spread all over, and sick people were brought to him.
Those suffering severe pain,
the demon-possessed, crowds followed him.
People were coming for physical healing, but Jesus offered them more than that.
He was also giving them the knowledge of the kingdom of God.
He was showing them God's amazing power and love.
People believed, and their lives were changed.
When a man with leprosy came and knelt before Jesus, he said,
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man.
I am willing, Jesus said. Be clean.
He called Jesus Lord.
He believed that Jesus had the power to heal him.
And he was healed.
Jesus brought the daughter of Jairus back to life.
Jairus was a ruler in the synagogue.
When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded with Jesus to come and put his hands on her so that she would be healed.
Jesus agreed to go with him.
But along the way, he was delayed by a woman who was sick and needed Jesus' healing touch.
As Jesus passed by her, she reached down and touched his garment.
She said, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed."
And immediately she was healed.
Jesus asked, "Who touched his garment?" And the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at Jesus' feet. And trembling with fear, she told him the whole truth.
Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
As Jairus waited and watched Jesus, some men came and gave him the news that he feared. His daughter was dead. And Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." When they arrived at his house, Jesus said, "The child is not dead, but asleep." People laughed at Jesus. Imagine Jesus making a claim that he could bring her back to life. But he brought the child's mother and father and the disciples into where the child was. And he took her by the hand and said, "Little girl, I say to you, get up."
Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around.
Jesus told them to bring her some food.
What a miracle!
So what did you learn about Jesus from these stories of miracles?
That nothing was too hard for him. He could do anything. He could even raise people from the dead.
That's right, yeah.
God's words are great.
Okay, Catherine?
His miracles were for everyone, the blind, the weak, the rich, or the poor.
Mm-hmm. Becca?
He was aware when people touched him.
He was, wasn't he? Yeah. Carolyn?
He encouraged people to have faith and believe.
Yeah, your faith has healed you, right.
As Jesus traveled the countryside, more and more people saw his miracles, heard his teaching, and put their faith in him.
Many miracles in the Bible that showed that God was in control of everything.
God created the heavens and the earth.
He parted the Red Sea.
God made manna and quail fall from the sky to keep Moses and the Israelites well fed.
God protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the blazing fire in the furnace.
He was there to guide, protect, and to provide for his people.
Jesus calmed the seas.
He multiplied baskets of fish and bread for a hungry crowd.
He turned water into wine.
He filled nets with fish.
Speaking of fish, do you remember the story of the fish and the coin? A tax collector from the temple asked Peter if Jesus pays the 2 drachma temple tax.
"Yes, he does," Peter replied.
Jesus explained to Peter that he did not have to pay.
"But so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line.
Take the first fish you catch.
Open its mouth, and you will find a 4 drachma coin.
Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours."
Peter obeyed and caught the fish, and inside of the fish was a 4 drachma coin.
"Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours."
Enough to pay the tax for both of them.
Even things we can't see are under God's control. We can't explain how Jesus did that miracle, a coin in the one fish that Peter caught. Can you imagine that? All the fish in the sea, and Peter throws out his line, and God knew which fish he was going to catch, didn't he?
And the most amazing miracle that Jesus gives all who believe in him is the victory over death.
After his death on the cross, Jesus rose from the dead.
He died for us so that our sins would be forgiven.
And we as believers will live forever.
Your mind is not on earthly things. Your prize is found in heaven. You know his power. You know his love. Your sins have been forgiven. Fix your eyes on Jesus. There's a joy like no other, a peace that passes all. Jesus is your master, and you can hear him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
You want to seek him, you want to find him, you want to know him, you want to love him more and more.
Consider it loss for the gift that Jesus gave me when he took the cross.
Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
We can read all about the miracles of Jesus in God's Word. God is still doing miracles today, but our faith should not depend on the miracles we see. After his death and resurrection, Jesus told Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
We know that Jesus is the Messiah.
We know that Jesus will save us from our sins.
We know that his miracles are there for us too.
We believe.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you can heal the sick with a touch of your hand. With your command, you can calm the sea. Your power is amazing, and your love is amazing. You love us so much that you gave your life for us. We thank you, Jesus, and we praise you, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Would you like to contact us?
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
And we hope that you will share this message of miracles with someone that you know. And remember,
tell others about Jesus.
He loves them.
He will forgive them.
He will save them.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.